So we've been thinking a bit about stars. Did you see our star? Now, I love the stars. There's nothing I love more than going out into the countryside where it's really, really dark. You know that kind of darkness that, like, you can't see your feet kind of darkness. And then you look up into the sky on a clear night, and it's just covered in pinpricks of night light. And it's so beautiful, just staring out into that oasis. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And stars, there's something that are quite important in our culture. What do we think about? We use stars to navigate by. Sailors and ships, they navigate by the stars. We reach for the stars. Yeah, they're aspirational, inspirational. There's that song, isn't there? Reach for the stars. We wish upon a star. Stars are things which bring us hope. And in our story tonight, in our Christmas nativity, we also have a very important star. We have the Magi saying, "Where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We have seen his star, and we've come to worship him." So the Magi followed God's star in order to find God's son. But how did the Magi know what this strange star meant in the first place? What on earth possessed them to go on this incredibly long journey to go and find this baby boy? It seems to me that the star to them was both practical, it navigated their way, but it was also inspirational and it was hopeful. It kept them going on their journey, even in the daytime when they wouldn't have been able to see the star. Even then, they kept following, knowing and trusting that at the other end would be something incredibly special. And then there was that moment. Can you imagine what that moment must have been like when they finally reached their destination and there they walk in and see the baby Jesus? Do you think the hairs stood up on the back of their necks? Do you think perhaps the room reverberated with this energy because they were in the presence of the Son of God? Or do you think actually it might have felt just completely ordinary? This very ordinary looking baby, and yet there was joy and relief because they had found what they were looking for. They had faithfully followed God's star, and they had found God's Son. So what can we learn from the Magi? What is it that their journey has to teach us? Well, I think their experience tells us that people far and wide are searching. They're searching for meaning. They're searching for something to give their lives purpose and a direction to go in. And it shows us that we need inspiration. We need hope in a world that can sometimes feel really dark. So the Magi tell us what to do. They tell us to follow God's star. They encourage us to look for God's guidance in our lives. For them, it came in the form of a star. For us, it may come in many, many different ways. But we're to open our eyes and to seek it. Seek God's guidance, which will give us a navigating tool. It will give us direction. It will give us inspiration. It will give us hope. And just as they trusted in the daytime, we need to trust that sometimes we can't see that, but we need to have faith that we know it's there. And the Magi showed us to discover God's Son. God's star led them to Jesus, to the light of the world, the one who stepped into the darkness in order to bring light, who accepted death in order to bring us life. And we're invited to discover the one who will bring light to our darkness and who will give us life. We're invited to follow God's star this Christmas and to find God's Son.